Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today I'm interviewing Jasmine Aldrich. And she's a Bishop student. She's majoring in history. And she's working on a project for the Lenoxville Ascot Historical Museum Society. And we'll have her tell us about the project. So welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you, Maureen. So the project that I'm conducting with the Lenoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society is one soliciting donations of photographs to the LAM's archives. So basically, they already have a lot of photographs. What we're looking to do is to fill in the gaps based on what they already have and what they're looking for. So we're looking for photos that were taken before 1980, particularly interested in photos of street views and buildings and the urban landscape, but all kinds of photos will be considered. And we're looking for photos from the former Ascot Township, so that includes Lenoxville, Huntingville, Milby, Suffield, Capelton, Eustis, and Ascot Corner, among other smaller areas. But especially in Lenoxville, we're looking for some of the side streets, since there are already a lot of photos of College and Queen Street. And that's basically it.
Okay, that's interesting. So I guess once you have the photos, you were saying if anybody has any, you can make a copy of them if people don't want to donate the original photo.
Yes, exactly. So you can donate original photographs, or we can make copies of your photographs. We can also receive them digitally to our email. It's lams@uplands.ca. So that's lahms@uplands.ca.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to send one through the mail?
Yes, that would absolutely be an option as well, to 9 Speed Street in Lenoxville.
Okay, now how did you get involved with the project, Jasmine?
So basically, I approached Jody Robinson, who's the archivist at LAMS, because I had already worked with her on other projects. I worked there a couple of summers ago, and I was looking to conduct an institutional internship as a part of my seminar requirements for my history degree. So I just approached Jody and asked if she had any ideas in mind for what we could do, where I could benefit the archives with my history skills. And she approached me with this project and thought that it might be a good thing to do to learn about networking within the historical community and working with photographs and historical documents in general. So, yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty interesting. So you've already received a few, you said?
Yeah, I think about 20 photos that I received from one person who donated them by email. He already had some scans, so he offered just to send them to us. There are a lot of photographs of the experimental farm and some businesses around Lenoxville as well. Those are the first donations that we've received so far.
Okay, that's really interesting to see the changes too, like,
yeah, exactly. I haven't gotten to look at them very closely yet because I've been very busy contacting media and reaching out to potential donors as well. But from what I've seen so far, especially the photos of the experimental farm, for example, LAMS didn't have any at all. And now I've seen some of agricultural fairs and different activities that have gone on there. So it seems like they're going to be very interesting and already seeing a great degree of success for this project when it's just starting out.
Okay, really interesting, because a lot of the communities years ago were really active, like the Capelton community with the mine, and it was almost a town there, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a matter of finding who has the photographs, if they exist. So this is kind of what we're looking to do. It's something that LAMS hasn't really done in the past. Usually it works the other way with historical societies. The donors will approach the society and will accept the donations. So we thought that it might be interesting to put it out there and see what kinds of photos there are that we might not even know about that are just hidden in people's attics or their photo albums.
So. Yeah, and they can share them with everybody. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
So the museum is open. When is it open for the public?
It's open February to December. They just opened, I believe, last weekend for their tourist period. And I believe it's Monday to Sunday. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. They probably have a website. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty much in conjunction with Uplands because it's in the same building.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you were saying it doesn't matter if there's people in the photo. And
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, a lot of researchers are interested in the urban landscape and how it's developed, but it could also be photos. It's basically just anything that's of interest to the history of the former Ascot Township, and lots of researchers are looking for diverse topics, so it could really be anything.
Okay. What have you learned so far?
Well, like I said, we've only received the very first donation by email, but in terms of the actual skills that I've been using in the internship, I've been able to contact media such as CJMQ, The Record, and other local media, so it's been really interesting to see how that process works, and then also being able to work with their photo index and seeing what they already have has been interesting as well, but yeah. Basically that.
Good. Are you from the region, Jasmine?
Yes. I grew up near Stanston in Ogden, and I've lived in Lennoxville for the past 5 years. I went to Champlain College, and now I'm finishing my third year at Bishop's.
Okay, so you're definitely a townshipper.
Yeah, absolutely a townshipper at heart.
Okay, that's great. So Sheffield, where was that region? I'm not familiar with that.
So the Suffield Mines in particular we were looking for, they were at the corner of Saint-Roch Sud and Chemin North Hatley.
Okay.
So like up past Dunant. In that area. So that's one topic in particular that people have expressed an interest in that we don't have any photos of so far. But yeah, so that's why that one in particular came up. But just in general, anything from Ascot Township will be considered.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting because there's been so much change and renaming of streets and
vicinities. Yeah, a lot of the streets in Lennoxville have been renamed. So that was one thing that I had to look for when I was looking through the photo indexes was seeing, I didn't necessarily find a photo for... can't think of an example. Say college used to be Belvedere. Some of the photos might be listed under the old name as well. So having to consider that is another factor when we're seeing what's there and what's not.
Okay, that's interesting too, because I'm sure a lot of people interested in photos, especially older photos too, and they'd love to share them with the public.
Yeah, and it's great because it means that the photos will be preserved in the ideal conditions as well, because obviously LAMS is an archive and they're looking to preserve them in the best possible way. Sometimes in your photo album at home, a photo might not be preserved in the best way, but if they keep them in archival photo sleeves and they're carefully preserved in a temperature controlled environment, then that's where they're going to last the longest and they're available to the public. So they're going to benefit the most, the maximum number of people versus if they're sitting in your photo album at home.
Oh, for sure. That's really interesting and a great way, to have them go on and have them be preserved too, instead of just ending up being thrown away at some point.
Exactly. And I mean, you can see them when you have them at home, but you could equally still see your photos if we had them here in the archives. But then they're also available to other people and they can be used in greater research to understand the history of this area, which I think is really great.
Good, good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jasmine?
Not really. If you need any more information, you can contact us by email at lambs@uplands.ca, or you can call 819-564-0409. And if there's no answer, just leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I'm trying to follow up on everything right now.
Good. Well, it sounds like you're really onto this project. It's going to be a great project and really looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much.